This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. On the mouth guitar, Captain Kickass. Indeed it is. And joining me in the studio tonight, it's
Ian.
All right. And this is the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. 855, 450, free, like freedom.
Live until they take us out.
Indeed. For the moment, we are an essential service because we are media.
I think all businesses are essential. They're essential to the livelihoods of the people who own and operate and are employed by those businesses.
Yeah, and I also feel that all businesses are essential. I really hate that there's this sort of semi-caste system being created by word.
Very scary.
By the word essential. Right. Yep. And who's deciding who's essential and who's not essential?
The government.
Yeah.
Criminal enterprise.
A bunch of authoritarian dictators, some tyrannical.
Oh, no, they got voted for, so they're not dictators, but they are authoritarians.
Historically speaking, at what point did anybody in society decide that voting was, like, the way to get things done? I don't know the answer to that, but
some authoritarian dictator types probably figured out, hey, let's make it look like they have a choice in these matters, and then they'll really fall in line.
And if that's true, then, I mean, that is what happened. Mm-hmm. If you just trace it through history, that seems to be what has happened and what continues to occur.
Right. Well, you've got a king who's making decisions that are unpopular. People can blame the king and say, the king is a terrible king. Well, if the king sets up a new system where it's the king's buddy versus the king, and then people get to choose, like, you know, oh, now we're part of the system. We're the government. In fact, I think wasn't Larry, I forget who it was earlier calling about that, but somebody called earlier tonight making the claim that we are the government.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, and when he was saying it, he sounded like a robot. Normally he's a very thoughtful person who has some interesting things to say, but in that instance, in that moment, he just sounded like, you know, some sort of automaton.
We are the government. We are the government. It's okay. Whatever they do to us, even though it's not okay.
To help you.
I don't like it, but we're the government, so it is what it is.
You must obey for your safety.
You can't change it, so you just gotta vote for somebody. Vote harder. You know, vote more, vote harder, as though that's gonna change anything.
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
But you guys are well aware, I'm kind of the NH exit guy. I don't exactly run a movement, but I do own the URL nhexit.com, and we have an active Facebook group.
Right, quickly, now, can you just explain to our listeners who might not be familiar what NH exit means and what it is?
We're secessionists. We were inspired by the Brexit. We want to get New Hampshire out of the Union the same way as the Britons are trying to get Britain out of the EU.
And so you're proposing that New Hampshire become an independent country or whatever?
Correct.
Okay. Go ahead.
So one of the reasons you do something like this is so that when the government does something bad to a New Hampshireite, you have something you can point to, and that this bad action actually does push New Hampshire a little bit closer to independence, right? So guess what has happened to me that the federal government has done? They have just, in the middle of an alleged plague, where we're told not to go into stores as much as we used to, and we're told to get everything by mail. Guess what they just cut off to me?
Did they cut off your mail?
They cut off my mail. I am not allowed to receive mail at my home.
What?
I'm required to go into the post office every time and expose myself to germs.
What did they write you a stern letter telling you that they weren't going to deliver mail? That's really weird that something like that would happen to you. I fought with the post office to not get mail delivered to my apartment when I lived in the big city of Seattle, because I experienced a bit of identity theft, or mail theft specifically. Somebody stole some of my mail containing some, you know, important financial information. And so from then on, I just went ahead and purchased, you know, one of these retail, you know, mailboxes, right? Not one at the post office, but like at one of the UPS stores, something like that. And so I would just get all my mail there because of this. And so, you know, with the regular mail guy, he kind of knew that I wasn't, you know, accepting mail and he wouldn't deliver. But every now and again, they'd have a substitute mail guy who would, despite me leaving, you know, a very obvious note in the mailbox saying, hey, do not deliver any mail here, he would just fill it with junk mail and all sorts of crap. And the thing I didn't like about that was the mailbox was on the outside of my home or the apartment. And anybody walking by, if they saw mail sticking out of it, would immediately know that I was not home, and that's a security risk in my book. So
we need to be able to make the decision for ourselves. So the reason they said well, you the people who receive mail at this mailbox, one of you might steal the mail from the other people who receive mail at this mailbox, so we demand that you get a separate mailbox for every person. This is right after they banned my landlord from having two mailboxes. Now they say you're required to have four.
It's insane.
Wow. Wow.
So they've pushed New Hampshire just a little bit closer to independence.
Well, I'll tell you this, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I was at the event on Saturday, which had about 400 people attending it in front of the State House, and I didn't bring enough flyers. I brought maybe about 75 or so secession flyers, New Hampshire Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, and I don't even know how active that group is now, but I haven't heard a whole lot out of them in recent years, but I've still got a bunch of their flyers, so I went and handed out pro-independence flyers to this crowd. And, you know, I didn't get anybody throwing it back at me. So, you know, I didn't stand and talk to everybody, right? I'm just walking through the crowd, just handing out flyers saying, hey, are you from New Hampshire? And if they answered yes, and all of them did, by the way, it was interesting. There wasn't a single person I spoke with there who had come in from Massachusetts or anything like that.
Yeah.
So all New Hampshireites from the 70 plus that I handed flyers to.
Anything else you want to say tonight, Dave?
Russell Canning, one of the early New Hampshire, you know, Free Stater activists back in 2004, He ran a little paper in Keene for a while, and he said he went to some of these Republican events that were attended by Free Staters and conservatives, you know, and he would ask everybody from the paper, do you favor New Hampshire independence? You know? And he said the Free Staters would just, their eyes would get wide. You know, they were the people who moved here for more freedom, and they would calculate what was the politically correct thing to say. But he said everybody from New Hampshire just said, oh, yeah, we shouldn't be part of that. We should not be part of the union. That's crazy.
Oh, fantastic. Well, keep up the good work, Dave. Final thoughts?
That's it.
All right. Well, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate you and your efforts. I, for the record, I totally support secession of, well, really any state. I don't think that it is necessary to have an overarching federal government specifically that has, you know, was supposed to be just so that these states could sort of act in unison for a few things, and instead it has become the empire. It really is an empire, and it is a devastating one.
There's a story at Reuters by Rob Cox, and it's more of an opinion piece, I think. Breaking views. Cox, this is the author, says, great lockdown begs great American breakup. And it's an article actually about talking about secession.
Okay.
Like maybe that could be something good that comes out of this, is that, like, the West Coast states have a really crazy response, and they want to go all the way to maximum constant quarantine lockdown all the time, and other people in other places are like, nah, that's a little too far. Maybe we could wear some masks, and that's about far enough.
Right.
And then maybe there'll be, like, one place where people can go where, hey, let's live like normal. Because it doesn't seem like there's going to be that many places that want to be, like, normal anymore.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Sure doesn't. I am surprised the level of buy-in that is here in the, quote, live free or die state, unquote.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people here that have moved here from Massachusetts and elsewhere. It would be really interesting to see what New Hampshire natives think, because the poll that I gave you earlier was real strong in the direction of continue social distancing at any cost.
Right.
And I wonder what New Hampshire natives say about that.
What do you think about secession? 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Let us know your thoughts on the subject. This is Free Talk Live. We'll have that and more of your calls coming up after this.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, Chance. This is Free Talk Live. We are into the third and final hour of our program tonight. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got time to take your calls and your thoughts tonight. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself. I am the captain.
It's Ian.
And I want to take a minute and thank our amplifier today. And that amplifier's name is Rapture. Rapture is a silver level amplifier. And if you don't know what an amplifier is, well, you can find out. Just visit amp.freetalklive.com. And the amplifier program is simply a way that you can contribute to getting this program, if you enjoy our content, onto more radio stations than we're currently on. All of the money goes to advertise, market, and promote. That's AMP, advertise, market, and promote. And that's what we use that money for, to get us on more stations, to get the thoughts and ideas of freedom and liberty into more ears so that, well, we can all finally be free of all of this type of tyranny that we see increasing every day as time goes on and more.
You know, it's going to take people actually being willing to stand up and do something. And so far, even libertarians haven't been willing to do much besides vote and run candidates. You know, it's very hard to get them to uproot their lives and move somewhere. And it's like, if there's nothing else that can wake you up than this, I don't know what's going to wake you up. Like,
yeah, I don't either.
What's it going to take to get you to actually do something, like physically move somewhere to be around more like-minded people? Because I don't know, what other chance do we have?
I don't think we'd have any, really.
I still think it's the best idea. I mean, it was the best idea 20 years ago to migrate libertarians together.
Yeah.
I think we proved that it was the best idea because that in New Hampshire we've had tremendous successes. Unfortunately, this is like 10 steps back compared to one step forward that we've made. But all that said, at least we still have a community of liberty-minded people that live here.
Yeah.
Even though it may have schismed.
Yeah, well, it's still better to be amongst folks who share, regardless of their, you know, minute differences in certain things, but who share the ideas, the philosophies of freedom. I mean, that was...
There's value in that,
yeah,
for sure.
And, I mean, even the founding of the United States of America was based on that. They left, right? So everybody who I talked to, they're all, oh, well, if you don't like it, you can leave. Well, so when America was founded, that's what happened. The British were like, if you don't like it, you can leave. And they went,
okay, see ya.
Okay. But guess what? There's nowhere left on planet Earth that you can do that.
Every
piece of land has been claimed by a government of one kind or another. There's no place you can go where government doesn't claim, that it owns it and vicariously owns you, because you have to pay into it whether you like it or not. And that's my fundamental beef with the organization known as government. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have, looks like, listening on 87.9 out of Springfield. It's Josh. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
So I'd like to call there. I'm pretty sure there is a rally on Saturday, April 25th, at the Capitol at 11 a.m. I'd just like to say people need to come out. And then also...
What Capitol and where?
Illinois State Capitol in Springfield, Illinois. And I also would like to say I think you guys should move to Puerto Rico and have Puerto Rico secede from the United States.
Well, first of all, if Puerto Rico is not a state, so they can't secede in the same traditional way as a state would secede, it may be easier for them to leave. I don't know. I don't know if it's harder for a state to leave or if it's harder for a territory to leave the United States. That's actually an interesting question. Mark, our co-host, Mark Edge, is moving to the Mariana Islands. Like, earlier this year, he's kind of been all over the map for the last decade of his life, basically having this extreme midlife crisis, but it seems like he's finally made a decision here, and he's going to actually move his family to the Mariana Islands. Now, you want to talk about having an influence in a place. The Marianas only have about 55,000 people living there, and about half of them are immigrants.
Wow.
So, you know, look, I mean, I know you're not a fan of voting, Captain, but in that place, you could really have a voting block with 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Because there's only like 19,000 people that vote.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very small place. You can absolutely have an influence on your neighbors in a way that is very different than a much larger city or even a state like New Hampshire. So I think it's an interesting approach, and we'll see how it pans out.
Josh, I'm curious, what made you select, you know, Puerto Rico as your suggestion?
Well, there's a few things. Is first of all, Puerto Rico doesn't want to be part of the United States. And they've voted that way multiple times. Mm-hmm. And also,
they're split. They're split on it.
The weather in New Hampshire kind of sucks. And Puerto Rico, it's always warm out.
So the problem with Puerto Rico is there's millions of people that live there. So it's, you know, it's, I think it's got even more population than New Hampshire does. It's a very, very large island with a lot of people.
It also has a really good strategic location that is kind of secluded from the United States. That's opposite of New Hampshire, where you guys can't really secede. So.
Oh, we can secede. The only question is whether or not people are ready for it.
Yeah.
New Hampshire has international borders, two of them. And when we secede, we'll have four of them.
Well, I think it'd be hard with the U.S. because the fact that they might invade.
That's the big fear of whenever you talk to people about secession for the first time, if they're not already on board, their number one objection is, well, what if they invade?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the fear, right? Like, that's what happened the last time. At least that's what that's the perspective. That's what people believe is, well, the government will invade like they did with the Civil War.
Right.
Of course, the Civil War started over allegedly shots fired on a fort, which were allegedly shot by the South. Some people say it was a false flag operation. And so who knows what the truth is. But
right.
It did go to fighting. It did go to hundreds of thousands dying. And so understandably, people would like to avoid that in the future. But the fact that people say to you, well, they would invade us, gives you some idea of why we should secede. The fact that you believe that these people care so little about you. They don't care about you.
Yeah.
These politicians. Yeah, they may shake your hand and kiss your baby when they're campaigning. They don't care about you. They go and they do what they want, and they rape your resources and your family, and they take your wealth, and they make you obedient, and you thank them for it. And secession is the only answer. If it's not going to be statewide, it should be individual, and people need to opt out of this entire paradigm. Unfortunately, if you opt out as an individual, they will crush you under the treads of their tanks. They will destroy you, and that's why we need people to stand together.
Yeah, agreed. And Josh, you know, Illinois, the weather isn't that much different from New Hampshire there.
Yeah,
it's probably colder.
Yeah,
it's colder and has more statism. Illinois is way less free than New Hampshire
is. For sure.
Well, it sucks. I might move to the Mariana Islands like Mark, but that'll be a while down the road.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I'm keeping my mind open. I want to hear more about the things that are happening down there. Right now, it doesn't look very good. They've got a FEMA camp set up down there, and they're quarantining people. I can't say who, but a former Free Talk Live co-host is currently inside a FEMA camp.
Thanks for the call tonight, Josh. We do appreciate it. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, we've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Topping the news, the latest coronavirus numbers for you across the United States. Close to 800,000 people infected. Close to 42,000 people have passed away from the virus. Some states where there's been a leveling off, entering phase one, and making plans to reopen beaches and parks. President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of -$37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
And based on the record low price of oil that you've been seeing, it's at a level that's very interesting to a lot of people. We're filling up our national petroleum reserves, strategic, you know, the strategic reserves.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Three with you tonight. It's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And I want to talk about ForkFest 2020. It's on my mind. I keep seeing these proposals that seem to indicate folks want to shut down campgrounds now here in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, man. There's a bunch of these whiny people out there that just want everybody to be super safe and don't take any risks and destroy every business that has ever existed. Now they want to go after campgrounds, yeah. And they're petitioning the governor to ban campgrounds from opening.
I mean, everything fun is already closed or otherwise banned.
It's awful.
And so far, the campgrounds have not been ordered to close, and thus, we will still talk about the ability to join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Now, I've never been. This would be my first year. I'm looking forward
hopefully
to it.
Hopefully you get to go.
And I would be really, really, the captain would not be happy.
Otherwise, we might have to have Porkfest on the governor's front lawn. Because it's pretty big. I saw a picture of it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Porkfest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Porkfest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day, such as it is, than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for Forkfest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other Forkfesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the Forkfest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And, yeah, I mean, let's, you know, if we can't have it at the campground, let's do that. Let's have it on the on the governor's lawn. There's just so much. I wanted to mention, I did bring in this article about a woman charged for organizing a protest against the COVID-19 stay-at-home orders.
Where?
This is a woman in New Jersey has been charged with violating Governor Phil Murphy's stringent quarantine regime on Friday for allegedly planning a protest against statewide stay-at-home orders. I pause there because...
Planning a protest.
Just planning the protest is what she was arrested for.
Conspiracy to protest is now a charge... In North Korea, I mean New Jersey.
Might as well be. New Korea? North Jersey? New Jersey Attorney General Mr. Gruwall and New Jersey State Police Superintendent Colonel Callahan noted the woman's infraction in a daily offense bulletin meant to provide a clearinghouse of information specifically concerning the novel coronavirus scofflaws throughout the Garden State. So they are, it's funny, police don't track how many people they kill in a given year, but they'll certainly track all of the information concerning scofflaws of the coronavirus. That should tell you almost all you need to know about the police in the United States of America these days.
So she was going to plan a protest against what?
I believe she planned the protest, or allegedly planned the protest, against the stay-at-home orders.
Okay.
So, according to that enforcement update, Kim Pagan of Toms River was the mind behind a Friday protest at the State House.
So, it did happen?
It did.
Okay. Because I'd heard something was happening in New Jersey over the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had mentioned it on our Saturday show. I just didn't have anything in front of me to tell you where it was and when it happened and all that. But I knew that it did happen. And so, according to that update, she was behind it. It was covered by national media. An unknown number of protesters reportedly waved American flags, honked their horns, and shouted, "No more fear," through a megaphone.
I sure do hope this lady does not just roll over and take a plea deal on this.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Because this, if you believe in the idea of the Constitution, and look, I know, it's just words on paper. It doesn't mean anything to the government gang, right? But they swore an oath to it. And it's supposed to mean something. If you believe in the ideas, in the, at least some of the ideas in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights specifically, the right to assemble, the right to hold a protest, the right to freedom of speech, this woman is doing all of those things, and they're charging her criminally for this.
Yes, that is what
for being the organizer behind this. This is a typical state tactic. They always go after the organizers.
Right.
Okay, because they believe everything is organized in the same way that they are. And in some cases, they're right. There's top-down organizations all over the place on voluntary basis and various different groups. But the thing they can't deal with is when you have an event that does not have an organizer.
Right.
They don't know. They show up and they're like, "Who's in charge here?"
Like, well, nobody.
Right. Well,
well, not nobody, our co-host, but no one. No particular individual.
We used to have a joke back in the day in Keene. There was this, he's not little anymore, but at the time he was like, you know, 7 years old. He's 18 now. But this young guy, young kid who was the son of a couple of the activists that came regularly to things, the joke was whenever the cops would show up and ask who's in charge, we'd all point at him.
That's right.
So what are they going to do? What are they going to do with somebody who's in elementary school?
That's fantastic.
Well, apparently they'll put him in handcuffs now and lug him out of a class, but we live in a different world.
We'll talk a little more about this lady's arrest, but first let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Jason from Bowhead, New York, listening on K-Talk. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Jason?
Jason going once. Jason going twice. Maybe he's having difficulty. You put him back on hold and see if the board op can...
I'm going to do that. Put him on hold.
Dredge him up. Wake him up or whatever.
See what happens.
It wasn't on hold for that long, right?
No, not really.
All right. So, let's hear more about this insanity.
Yeah, so similar protests...
Go to jail, probably.
Similar protests have occurred in a few other states, but the American public is widely in favor of listening to public health officials' recommendations.
By the way, no arrests in New Hampshire, in case somebody didn't know that. No arrests at this event. I've not heard of any organizers being rounded up after the fact, which is what happened here.
That is correct. Pagan was charged by New Jersey State Police with violating Murphy's coronavirus-inspired emergency order, quote, by organizing a prohibited event, unquote, near the State House and elsewhere in the capital city in which protesters gathered in order to demonstrate against the governor's executive orders.
Now a protest is a, quote, prohibited event. What was previously a constitutionally protected act of freedom of speech and expression and gathering and assembly is now a, quote, prohibited event.
Yes. Shows you what the Constitution, which, you know...
It means nothing.
Factually is a piece of paper with words written on it.
It means nothing to these people.
It has no meaning to anybody in government, really. You're taught that it does, but
This is a red alert. I mean, this is a red alert, people. If you don't think that something needs to be done, if you think sitting in your houses is going to make this better, you got another thing coming. I mean, if you don't get infected by this virus, who cares if you don't have any wealth left, if you don't have anything worth living for? That's what's happening. It's all getting stripped away.
Apparently, there was a press release, and in it, Gruel said, our police officers are working bravely and tirelessly every day to protect us during this health crisis.
Oh, the brave.
Regrettably,
brave
they are being called upon far too often to deal with people violating the emergency orders.
Oh, yeah, those brave officers, from what I heard in New York City, like one out of five was calling in within recent weeks.
Or what is more egregious, people using the virus to spread fear or impede officers in their vital work. The government is using fear and impeding regular citizens from their jobs, from their livelihood, tanking the economy.
Unbelievable.
It just sickens me. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got more coming up. We'll talk more about this and take some of your calls and thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. We're in the final few minutes of the live call-in show where you can take control of the air and talk about, well, whatever you'd like to talk about. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We might be able to squeeze you in. We were talking about a woman in New Jersey who apparently has been arrested for merely planning a protest against the lockdown.
Well, and some other people, apparently, whoever else was involved.
Yeah, there was more than one arrest. You know, she's taking the limelight here as the person who planned the event. New Jersey authorities cited a total of 15 people over violation of the governor's executive order on Friday.
Hey, so. That's $15,000 if they all get fined the maximum amount.
Yeah.
Big money.
A quote from the governor there.
I hope they
there.
Don't pay it. I hope they don't. I hope they don't take a plea, and I hope they don't pay the fines. Stop encouraging these people. Every time you do what they say, you make the problem worse. I understand you want the problems to go away. That's why people pay the fines. That's why people take the guilty pleas. But honestly, you're part of the problem every time you do it. I'm not blaming you. Like, I understand you got to do what's right for you. But in the aggregate, if everybody takes a plea deal and everybody pays the fine, they just keep doing what they've been doing because they get
absolutely
away with it every single time. You've got to stop and break that cycle. You've got to go with not guilty, take it to trial, and refuse to pay when they find you guilty.
Yep.
Go to jail if needed.
Agreed. Just to finish off the last bit of the article.
And I don't just say that. I've done it, okay? I don't just say, like, hey, everyone else should do this. No, that's what I've done.
Yeah, you walk the walk.
Yeah.
There's no question. I certainly, you know, would point that out to anybody who had any sort of doubts about that. One final quote from Callahan says, because lives are at stake, enforcement...
Is this the cop?
This is the
Attorney General?
The governor.
Okay.
He said in the statement, because lives are at stake, enforcement action will be taken without hesitation against those who are blatantly placing lives of others at risk. I'm sorry.
I think that's the Attorney General.
You're right. Murphy was
Phil McCracken or something like that.
No, it was Murphy who issued the executive order. So, yeah, this has got to be the police chief. But I wanted to mention each of the people charged on Friday faces a sentence of up to 6 months in jail or a fine of up to $1,000 or both for doing something that is a right.
Yeah. Exercising your purported rights to protest, to organize a protest, which is that's free speech, mind you. Saying, hey, guys, you should come here this day, at this time, at this place, and do a thing with us. That's freedom of speech.
Yes, and also assembly.
Well, when it happens, it's assembly, yeah. And then it's more speech when you assemble.
Yeah. All right, let's go to...
By the way, I'd like to say that if anybody has an event like this, feel free to promote it here on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes.
Use this platform to propel out these sorts of things, and we'll see if any state governments want to charge Free Talk Live for helping organize the events.
Right.
Come on out. Phone lines are open.
Let's go to some of those phone lines. Let's go to Jason in Bullhead. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Not much, guys. I've called you before. I did a shout-out for Kenny and whatnot. And my difficulty immensely is we are being raped from our standards of what we're used to.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's no qualifications. No. The absolution is to recount. Get them back. Just recall them. And I know you guys are in New Hampshire, and I'm over here in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I've called my people in Florida. I've called my people across the sea. I've called a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me globalization is trying to be in effect. I watched a police officer in my front yard drive by two people. Well, one was walking, the other had a vehicle, and then the second person was walking.
Okay.
And manhandled her and destroyed her civil rights as a person. And then they let her go. And it wasn't anything auspicious, I guess. She was just walking down the road.
Mm.
And they beat her up. I almost threw my weapon.
So, yeah, you can't say BS on the radio, but I get it. He's fired up. He saw a woman being manhandled by the police and was upset rightfully about that. Best thing you can do, caller, is to bring out a video camera. For now, you still have, you should have, the freedom to record this crap.
Yep.
So get your camera out. Put these cops on the record so people can see what happened. Because it's one thing to hear you tell the story. It's another thing to see it happen. Please, just everybody's got a camera in their pocket now. If you've got a smartphone, learn how to use it and use it.
Yeah, it's the most powerful tool that you have to fight against these goons.
But if you take a video and then you upload it to some centralized service and they ban you for it, well, now you got another problem on your hands. Now you got a problem, and I don't know if we're going to have time to talk about it tonight because other people are on the lines. But Captain Kickass, you've got a story about Facebook banning people from even promoting these events.
Yeah, real quick, from Zero Hedge, Facebook has removed several pages promoting protests against the state quarantine orders designed to slow the spread of coronavirus. The social media giant acknowledged removing the posts promoting protests in California, New Jersey, and Nebraska, which violated measures taken by governors to slow the spread of COVID-19.
So if you're not on the page, the same page with the government, you aren't welcome on Facebook.
That is correct. Let's go to more of your calls and your thoughts. We've got George also calling from Bullhead. George, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. What are the odds of two people from Bullhead City calling in Arizona one after the next?
Pretty good, because we have a radio station there, and so you're listening.
But it's a big country. I was just thinking that maybe you have some nice moments.
But we're not a big show, so it's easy to get in on the air.
Indeed.
Right.
What's on your mind, George?
I'm going to put on an event. And what I'm going to do is, since I didn't get my $1,200 check,
mm-hmm.
and since they're not automatically putting in my account, I'm going to have a yard sale.
And excellent.
Nice.
There you go. So I wanted to let you guys know, I'm in Bullhead City, and I'm on a street called Colorado Rio Vista.
See, now, normally, I wouldn't want somebody to call in to promote their yard sale on Free Talk Live, but now it's
an act of civil disobedience.
That's how bizarro world we're living in.
That way, when I was thinking this whole thing through, and I read the whole Nevada state law of what they had just passed, both of them. There was one, and there was a retroactive one. And basically, it does quite clearly say, you know, that they put stipulations in there to make it so if they wanted to interrupt almost anything, they can, because it's only things that are quote unquote called necessary, absolutely necessary. Yeah. And it's like, my question would be, so Walmart's necessary, but me having a yard sale because I didn't get $1,200.
Yeah, and maybe you need some rent. Money. All right, maybe you need
so I'm gonna
you
have the, a yard sale, right?
Whether you got the handout from the government or not, it's only $1,200. What are you going to do with that? I mean, you got to have more than that, so it's time to sell some crap.
I have the thing called the renters, and they didn't, you know, they haven't paid the rent yet, and there's nothing to say that they're going to.
Right.
So one of the things is I didn't see any provisions for people that own rental properties like I do.
Nope. They're not going to waive your property taxes. That bill is going
to
come.
Well, not the property taxes, but to make up for the fact that if the tenant doesn't pay the rent,
I understand that.
Yep.
Then look at the income.
If you're out rent from the tenant, how are you going to pay your property taxes?
Or your mortgage, for that matter.
Or the mortgage.
I think it's funny how it goes on both sides of the street, because on the other side, I absolutely understand that people need, you know, a couple months, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I understand that. But at the same time, just like a small business or these people who are big companies that are getting big handouts, they should help us, people who live on that rent that the person is paying us.
They're not going to help squat.
Hey, George, when is your yard sale going to be?
Thank you for asking. It's going to be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Uh-huh, 3 days.
9 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon.
Well, let us know how it goes. Will you see if we end up getting arrested? Call us from jail if you need to.
1374 Colorado Rio Vista.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for the call. Good luck with the yard sale.
That's an act of revolution now. I mean, having an effing yard sale is an act of civil disobedience. That's the crazy, bizarro world we're actually living in.
It is upside down. Real quick, let's just go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, since you're out of time, let me just throw this in regarding the shutdowns. Something that I defied somebody in power today to do this. I took advantage of a newbie producer call screener and got on KKOB where I am banned, and they banned me.
I wish we had more time to hear what you said to them when you got on the air, but we don't. Thank you for the call.
Give us a call again, David, and let us know more about that particular adventure. That's all the time that we have for tonight. Remember,
and it was nowhere near enough. My God, there's so much to talk.
Yeah, no, there is. And remember, you can get our archives at freetalklive.com and join us again 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.